So this whole dust-up over cameras everywhere and authorities maybe snooping on everyone, well, quit acting up. They might have contributed to keeping the body count down. That will be the selling point for all of this high-tech snooping. Look at what these fancy gadgets pick up when they are snooping. Bad guys trying to harm us guys, so is the answer suck it up, guys? Let's just say a week after Boston, no one is talking about privacy anything in Washington. Now, I'm happy we're being told we can all get our lives back. I'm not so happy we're being just as scrutinized as we do. So tonight, look at whether Scott McNeely was right when the legendary Sun Microsystems co-founder famously said, if you want your privacy, get over it. Was he right? To Katrina Pierce, Matt Welch, and Ralph Peters. Katrina, what do you think?
Well, no, I don't think that he's right. I do think, however, we are at a critical point in our nation's history where we are going to have to make a decision if we are going to remain free or not, because this administration has admittedly said they can't let a good crisis go to waste. So I suspect we'll probably get background checks on pressure cookers moving forward.
Leaving that aside, do you think that the cameras and the other high technologies we use today, Colonel, from drones to, who knows, pressure cookers down the road, are fair game and will be fair game, and it will be sold to the American people to keep you alive? It's well worth it.
Well, there are different kinds of technology for different purposes. Some are good, some can be misapplied, but I personally am very, very glad we have surveillance at ATMs. It deters crime, keeps my wife safe. I'm very glad we had that surveillance in Boston. And on the other hand, the American people, while we whine about, oh, the government's taking pictures of us, we get online, we reveal not just our souls, but often our bodies. Facebook, Google, any online shopping sites, search engines, even your local grocery store, if you have a customer loyalty card, they all know more about you, have more data about you than the federal government. So I think you got to recognize not everything's a conspiracy. I'm all for reasonable steps to keep us safer.
You know, Matt, I was looking at that image, if we could show again, guys, of the suspect hiding in the boat. That thermal imaging technology, not only the ability to see him, but it could just veer right over to the house and peek in that house. And, so I'm just saying, not in this case. The goal was to find out this guy. But just knowing they have that ability makes me wonder about the rest of us guys.
Well, there was actually a Supreme Court case a couple years back about using thermal imaging randomly on the street to say, oh, that guy's growing pot in there. And it was thrown out. You can't just use this willy-nilly. It violates the Fourth Amendment.
But under the guise of fighting terror, you can.
Well, if you're searching for a suspect, then that changes everything.
I mean, what if you discover something bad to your pot case comes up that's more involved than just pot?
It's hard to detect on the camera. That'd be a pretty random event to see suddenly, oh, that guy's packing a pressure cooker with ball bearings
and
nails.
No, I'm just saying violent. Some guy's getting in a violent argument with his wife or something. He's not hitting her or she, him. But you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of leap I fear.
And you should fear it. And that kind of panopticon is something that we should fear right now. I mean, think about this. Since I was born, there's been about 50,000 wiretaps, right, approved asked for by law enforcement. Every year over the last couple of years, more than 1.5 million requests have been made by law enforcement, mostly to technology companies, phones and internet connectivity and that kind of thing, without us knowing about it. We can't even find out who did it. So there has been a game change over the last 10 years, 5 years, since 9/11, where the pendulum has swung way in the direction of the government actually knowing a hell of a lot more about you than they used to know about you. That is troubling. We do need to watch out for that, particularly in the wake of events like
that. Well, I think the genie's out of the bottle. And I think to the Colonel's point, whether government inspired or not, Katrina, the fact of the matter is when we hop onto these websites and we allow ourselves to be an open book via a rewards program on American Express or Visa or whatever, that we open our books. I'm just saying, where does this go?
Well, people, Neil, though, we have the right to do that as an individual. If I want to put my entire life out there, great, but guess what? I can block my cousin, I can block my friend from Facebook and everybody else for that matter. But to Matt's point, people don't know the kind of information that is being compiled from having your grocery
store
card, signing up on websites.
But the government can overstep your block, you know.
The government has overstepped my block, I'm sure. But that's the point, is we are at a critical point in America where the people are going to have to say enough is enough and take back our liberties because we have almost lost them all.
Well, I agree with that notion, Colonel, to yours. It is, be careful what you wish for. Liberties are one thing, but every time we have something bad happen, like 9/11, like this, I think for a lot of folks, I don't think it justifies it, but for a lot of folks, not all folks, they step back and say, all right, I could compromise here. I can give some of this up to keep me safe, to keep my family safe. And that, while justified, worries me.
Well, life is always about compromises, and technology, again, can be used for good or bad ends. My problem is the notion that so many people seem to have that government is out to get them. Look, government is made up of average citizens like us. Well, Neil, you're way above average. You know, I've worked in government. I've worked in the military. There's no secret plot to get everybody and corner us and come with a black
helicopter. Obviously, you've never watched Oliver Stone movies, so you ought to get up to speed and study things like espionage and becoming, like an expert on matters
of war.
Well,
actually, I did work in intelligence.
But my serious point is this, that be careful what you wish for. A little bit of technology. I'm not saying the government is on a hunt for you, but I'm saying if you become a suspect, it has a lot to gather and has purview to gather on you.
Well, if I obey the law and keep my clothes on in public, what do I really have to fear from these cameras?
What if you're brought up mistakenly or wrongly? You've criticized the administration, and they just say, let's see what we can do to embarrass the colonel.
Well, and I would not put that past various administrations, but, and like you, I'm something of a public figure, but I think, you look at it the other way, the fact that we have these technologies makes it less likely than in the past that I would be falsely accused and the accusation sustained. Look, it's how you use the technology. And again, go back to my basic point, Neil. The government is restricted by law from what it can collect and retain on U.S. citizens. Facebook isn't. Google isn't. They've broken that law. That's what it is. They've broken a law. And they do it under national security justifications
in a way. I mean, think about last couple of weeks. Right. Everyone says the Second Amendment is something that we should take so seriously, and we shouldn't allow even a little bit of an encroachment there because we're very protective, rightly so, of that amendment. Well, let's be as protective about the Fourth Amendment and realize that when they are, when they're asking us to live according to a code of if you have nothing to fear, if you don't do anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. There's something fundamentally creepy and fundamentally un-American about that notion.
But you don't buy, Colonel, I think your point was there's not a deliberate attempt on the part of the government to go after you, but I do think we're making it easier for them to do just that, aren't we?
Well, you are, but look, Neil, I've got experience in 70 countries around the world. I've lived in Europe for more than 10 years, and Europe was more regulated and supervised 30 years ago than America is today. And I will just tell you, contrary to all the tin hat nonsense, this is still the freest country on earth where I have the most ability to make choices, good or bad.
All right.
I will tell you, I'm concerned that people are making bad choices voluntarily by putting information out there.
All right, you might have been all over the world, but I've been to the Poconos and the Catskills, and it's a growing threat, Colonel. Seriously, guys, I want to thank you all.